You are listening to Fresh Oil, a podcast that examines the human condition while coming to terms with the purpose of life.
Hello and welcome back to Fresh Oil with Billy Delaney. This week, we're going to be dealing with the whole subject matter. And within the human condition, there sits a series of common retorts to some of the issues and questions of life that pop up in a conversation. We're going to look at some of those example retorts, and we're going to take a look at why they take hold. And usually there's something behind them, and we'll be looking at that. And this leads into what I'm going to be doing in the next couple of months is the Who Taught You That videos. And we'll be introducing them today and talking a little bit about that. Most conversations that revolve around spiritual information or exchange tend to be storms and teacups. Nobody's going anywhere with it, and you're not going to change anybody unless they really want to, but we'll be looking at that. We'll talk about the format that this kind of a conversation takes place and how to answer it. And then we're going to talk about the who knew factor. I think you'll enjoy that. I'm going to end with a story about how and why this came to be something that I feel is a good thing to be doing. Are you ready? Then let's get started. So who taught you that? That was posed to me several times whenever I was getting my very formative education, when it came to some of the preconceived ideas or ill-conceived ideas that I held. And as we mentioned in our opening, people have a series of common retorts that they will toss out like hand grenades to some of the issues and questions of life that get posed to them. When conversation turns to spiritual things, or the views you believe are held up to a ridicule in a common retort, sometimes answers for these moments are often wanting. I often ask why. And here's what I think. Most people just aren't prepared for them, and often are quite taken aback when they happen. They're a little surprised the person said such a thing. They're a little embarrassed even. They're certainly not prepared to continue. So here are some of these retorts, often thrown into the conversational mix as a provocative statement or intended as a final statement on the matter, meaning we're done here with this. What you learn to do next can change the shape of your relationship with those who toss these retort grenades. Often you can simply win the day by how you respond. I intend to show you how to just do that. So here's some example retorts. I'm sure you've heard them all. There is no God. The Bible's full of mistakes. It's just the words of men. Evolution is a fact. Everyone knows that. Religion's for losers and suckers. I used many just like these myself in my formative years, usually to bat away an unprepared and unguarded person's attempt at winning me over in a conversation, often repeating what I heard from someone else. This is often the way with these things. It usually takes hold like this. You're a kid growing up in a fast-paced, ever-changing environment. You better have some answers because people are going to be dealing you theirs, like it or not. So you listen up. You watch. You see how people can and or cannot respond to these hand grenades of communication. You pick up on them and you toss a few yourself. Voila, it works. Effective time-saving device for future use when needed. Often you seem to win the word war, get left alone and move on to do what you were going to do anyway. Isn't that what is often behind the catch-alls? You want to do what you want to do, and the consequences of those actions need to be washed out. So the ready-made conversation retort grenades come in very handy. But are you doing yourself any service with this approach to your life? The source of these statements often lies deeper than you might ever imagine, and your use of them is far more dangerous than you ever considered. So let me tell you more. You can quote, but you can't hide. There are a lot of statements like these that get carried from generation to generation without a lot of thought applied to the validity or authority behind them. They don't change, often just the delivery, which is often still word for word of the last generation's response. So I want to address these defensive retort grenades of the human condition. So I'm going to produce a once a month video examining these social catch-all hand grenades, and I intend it to be serious fun. By that, I'll examine them and have a bit of fun at their expense, and maybe even my own. Entertainment is the heart of the internet, along with cats. So I better get on that bandwagon sooner or later to keep you coming back for more, right? Introducing the Who Taught You That videos. This introduces the 5 to 8 minute video series that will be starting soon on the Fresh Oil site. It's another podcast entry. And as you know, podcasts come in 3 types. Audio, which you're listening to, the video, which I'm going to be starting, and PDFs, which eventually I'll be providing some very thought out PDFs that you can download and use for your help. Just so as you know. The purpose behind it is to take a quick poke at some things people repeat without really having considered the source or the facts of the statements that they make. While understanding the reality that you can't change an opinion unless the respondent of that opinion wants to change, this is true. But I still intend to contend with the notions that get set forth as the be-all and end-all facts that often are not. Storms and teacups. How many times I've seen this. A conversation lightens up and it goes nowhere and it's over in 5 minutes. I intend to lighten it up a little bit in these videos. Humor is a great medicine in these often hostile matters, and I intend to enjoy them. People get pretty heated about some of the things we're going to poke with the truth stick. Should be a lot of interesting things show up. And I do hope that you like them. Just remember, nothing changes from these retorts unless the person using them does. 5 minutes after the exchange, it's all blown over like it was a storm in a teacup. So what's the format that I'm going to be introducing? And it might even help you today. In 5 to 8 minutes, I will provide a video dealing with one thing at a time. I will state the default thought, the retort hand grenade being used. Then examine that statement through an authoritative lens. And finish up with the who knew factor. Finally, opening the door for comments, questions, and more. And having a little fun along the way too. So here's an example of what we're talking about. Now, these things happen regularly, daily, all the time. In fact, one just happened to me a few months ago that actually prompted me to get ahead with this, because it was someone I respected and admired who made a he tossed 2 or 3 hand grenades at the one time, and I let it go because I did not want to go further with it. But it promoted me to consider getting the videos going. So it starts out with the default opinion, and we'll give you an example. The Bible is just full of mistakes. How can you trust it for anything? So there you go. How do you respond to somebody when they talk to you like that? We will cite the most common source of this kind of a statement and why they are oft-quoted and relied upon as an authority. We'll cut to the chase and the heart of the matter, and seek to prove an insight and provide an insight that often goes missing in the round. We'll look to answer, where does this kind of statement originate? Can you even find its origin? And then why is it so commonly used, and that by people who have never, ever read the Bible in part or in full? And then sometimes in that rare occasion, someone who has. This will often lead to the insight regarding the human condition that goes missing in the exchange. And that leads us to the next part, the counterpoint. And you know this because? We'll provide a response to the statements that are often cited, maybe even take them apart for a deeper look. Should provide a bit of relief from the usual arguments that are batted back and forward between the usual combatants. There's always humor in the middle of all of this, if you know where to look for it. And of course, there's wags and comedians to be cited along the way to give you a little life lift. And then the third part is the conclusions to be made. And we're going to introduce the who knew factor. This is the Christopher Lowell factor, and I love it. Christopher Lowell, for a while, was the DIY go-to interior decorator on television who used this byline in his home decorating business. He was poking fun at things and himself in his unique way, and I often just roared with laughter watching his show. It was often hilariously funny. So I've stolen his byline and plan on using it to full effect here. So hat tip to you, Christopher. I've stolen your stuff. Many of the social retort grenades that are batted about will get the full who knew. And I intend to enjoy that. So, but on a more serious note, what's the point of this video series? Well, if you face the questions we're going to take on, then they shall help you. They shall help you by providing options of response when you face these retorts. Most people just get too tight. They're just too wrapped up about this stuff. It's a chance to let the other person see that they're being a little bit too wrapped, too tight, and it's a chance to unravel that a little bit. Who knew? You will have advance warning of the type of statement, accusation, question coming at you, because you'll know what you're going to hear. You'll have insights into the mindset that often uses the avoidance retort grenade as a defense. And this is the serious bit. There are people that have been hurt and wounded, trashed, vilified, taken down by some religious man, organization, or unit, emotionally, financially, personally, professionally, humanly. And these are the only defenses they have to keep that kind of people away. And we'll be talking about that. And you'll have choices in what to do with the person you're facing, depending upon the nature of the exchange. This isn't a flat-out, full-body contact sport of dealing with this. It's a way to get you to think a little bit more. And finally, I'll link the video to an article that goes into the matter. I'll cite the sources and quotes and provide more substance for those who care to know more about this kind of thing. Okay, I want to end with a story in where some of the origins of everything like this came about. Many years ago now, in Plymouth, England, I met at a front door to a home a man. He claimed to be educated and that of the highest caliber. I, at the time, was not formally educated at all. I was, in fact, green, wet behind the ears, and quite the novice. But I'd lived. I'd been around. I'd been exposed and was the recipient of these retort grenades before. And so, I asked a question that set the tone on the dark side of the human condition for his exchange. You see, the man was talking with me about the ideas of God, salvation, sin, the whole enchilada, as it were. He was poo-pooing the idea that there was a God, the unknown book was a myth, and on down the line he went. And I asked the simple question, and it blew the conversation apart. I asked this: have you read, from cover to cover, the unknown book that you are lambasting? As an intellectual, highly educated man, surely you would never leave this type of controversial material to chance. He responded with the most base of responses that I can't repeat here. And I was a 7-year sailor in the Royal British Navy, and he made me blush. It was obvious to me and to him that he had been caught short in the exchange, and the retort grenades had to be tossed at me, which came with full force and was intended to destroy my resolve in the matter. It didn't, but it showed me a lot. I learned a very valuable lesson on that occasion that day. Education without the full exposure to the unknown book really was a lacking education. I've run into this type of man many times. The same with women, though not as much. The insights these videos will provide could save you and the person you speak with some stress and anguish and offer you the chance to have a little fun with it. The conversation I had with this man was one of the prime reasons that I went in pursuit of the education that I eventually secured. Now I have a place here at Fresh Oil and a platform to share that education with you. Listen, a guy that has lived 7 years in the British Navy and his entry into any major city in the world that he visited was through a dockyard, and you should see what lives there, and then goes through 3 formal colleges of education and preached and taught in jails and rescue missions and lived in a civil war trying to start churches and dealt with what goes on inside local churches, knows a thing or two, especially if he survived and can still laugh about it. So I hope you check back here for more. I shall be starting the series at the end of April. I know it's a little way off, but they require work to be done well, and there's a certain little learning curve. When you're 60, it doesn't come at you that fast. Would you consider giving me your email for the daily life lift I send out to growing list of listeners and readers? And I put a link here on the site where you can go and learn more to sign up and get the daily email. It's useful because I just don't link it to the podcast or some article. I link it to somewhere in my site or off my site. It can actually be a help to you. Well, thanks for listening today. All the best and more soon. I'm Billy, navigating the human condition, coming to terms with the purpose of life.
You've been listening to Fresh Oil with Billy Delaney. Thanks for pressing play.